Long before the Obama administration received more than $19 billion from Congress for health technology, agencies already had big plans in place. The next 6 months, in many ways, is the make-or-break time for health IT. Federal News Radio's own Jason Miller joining us now to tell us why. Okay, 2009, a make-or-break year. Why?
There's a couple of reasons. First off, all the money from the stimulus bill, as you mentioned, $19 billion, now is out there. Now, all of it is not going to be spent in 2009, but there's a lot of planning going in place. There's a lot of development going on, and there's, I think, a lot of expectations for 2009 really to jump out. Now, here we are in May, but really the money is just getting out there. If you think about the time it takes for Congress to pass the stimulus bill, for the money to get to the Treasury, and then the Treasury to get the money out, it's really just getting out there now. But maybe even more importantly, there's a large number of agencies that will connect to the Nationwide Health Information Network, or what they call the NIN Connect Project. Remember, we talked about this on your show. Social Security and MedVirginia were the first to do this back in February to share disability information. I spoke with David Riley, who's the NIN Connect Program Manager. He says more agencies will have some limited capability with this system by at least December.
We are continuing to flesh out that enterprise services component layer, adding additional enterprise class implementations of things like clinical decision support, documentation, those kinds of things. And then we'll flesh out the functionality in the universal client as well. And then, as you said, our goal is to add additional agencies this year as well. So our target is to bring on 8 additional federal agencies for 2009.
Now, among those who will potentially use the NIN are the Veterans Affairs Department, the Defense Department, the National Cancer Institute, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and the Indian Health Service. HHS also is negotiating with about 8 others to join in 2009, which Mr. Riley would not tell me which ones those were. But those 5 that I mentioned are the most likely ones to jump on the NIN Connect network.
So, Jason, this Connect NIN, what does this project do, or what does it focus on?
It's really a network of networks in many ways. The goal is to make it easy for the government and the private sector to exchange health, records electronically. Mr. Riley says there's 3 components to the NIN, and eventually it will provide 10 types of services to the users.
What we call the NIN Gateway, which is actually the component in the solution that implements the services that have been defined by the NIN Trial Implementations Cooperative. And so those services include things like subject discovery, which allows me to ask an organization, do you know this patient? And if you do, how can I ask for records from you about that patient? The ability to query for documents and retrieve documents on that patient, an audit capability that allows us to be HIPAA compliant and gives the HIPAA accounting log kind of data, who asked for my record, when, and for what purpose for use. There are also additional services that are general kind of framework things, the messaging platform.
Now, the second one of these components is the enterprise services layer, which addresses really 2 problems.
One is the how do we connect existing edge systems to the NIN itself. So if I have an EHR, how do I create an adapter? And there's an SDK, a software development kit, that allows you to create adapters to plug in existing systems. And then it also provides a framework for additional development if you want to develop new solutions on that. So it's part of the what we call the platform for innovation.
Now, the third component that he's talking about really is a way to give application developers a central place to really put their software, test their software, make sure everyone can have access to it.
So are they making this easier? Is HHS making it easier to use?
They are. Part of that development is this new open source platform, this new open source software that they just released actually about a month and a half ago. Mm-hmm. What their goal is to say, listen, everyone has different systems, everyone uses different technology. Let's make one type of software that everyone can use. They connect no matter what kind of, whether they're Microsoft or .NET or Java or whatever they're using, they can connect it using this open source software to the network, the NIN. And in many ways, again, it's all about making it easy for the government, making it easy for the private sector to get on board the health IT. SSA and MedVirginia, as we mentioned earlier, were one of the first ones to actually begin using the software back in February.
So the White House is requiring these new committees to oversee health IT. What's the sort of status of these organizations?
Well, the first meetings of these committees happened just last month. The goal here is to define a couple things. Number one, there's a policy committee, and then there's a standards committee. The policy committee had a big meeting, I guess, at the very end of April, and they talked about the meaningful use of health IT. Mm-hmm. What is that? How to define what that means? Now, the Standards Committee is just put out a Federal Register notice today to talk about, okay, once the Policy Committee comes up with these recommendations around meaningful use, around other standards and policies that are needed, the Standards Committee will move into three working groups to analyze the areas of clinical quality, clinical operations, and privacy and security. Now, privacy and security still remains one of those big areas that they have to address.
Sure.
In fact, there's an agency working group trying to define what that really means, because is it privacy and security on the government side? Is it privacy and security on the patient side, on the doctor side?
Where's the onus fall?
Right, and then maybe it falls on everybody.
Yeah.
And what does that mean?
And then how do you work that out between the two parties?
And it's interesting, because SSA and MedVirginia took care of the privacy security issue by putting the onus on the patient.
Right.
Because the patient has to request the data, and they say, I want my data, and here's who I am, and here's how I prove myself. They say to SSA, send that to MedVirginia.
It's your data, so it's your responsibility, and you tell them how to handle it.
Correct.
Exactly.
Or how much data, or when to send it. Or
exactly.
All those
and we just
got to
briefly ask you, because later on this week, we're going to officially hear the president's cybersecurity initiative. What are you hearing?
I'm still waiting. You know, he made a big announcement. We'll use quotes if you can see that on the radio, about the National Security Council. And I scanned that to look at whether cyber was mentioned in there, because he's rejiggering the Homeland Security, National Security Council.
Right.
There's no mention of cyber there. I'm still expecting this week, but you know, when you look, I see the president's schedule every day, and I'm always looking for making some announcement on something in Washington, and he hasn't done it yet.